This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Tuesday, March 3rd. I'm Lisa Young. Upcoming construction on the air traffic control tower at Grand Junction Regional Airport isn't expected to disrupt travel plans or day-to-day operations. According to reporting in the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, work on the control tower includes replacing the roof, updating stairway handrails, and installing new HVAC units. The work is scheduled to take place this month into April. Cost is projected to be $1.5 million. However, according to the airport officials, most of the expense is being covered by a $1.3 million federal grant. More on this story is available online at gjsentinel.com. The League of Women Voters of the Uncompahgre Valley will conduct a candidate forum for Montrose City Council candidates on Thursday, March 12th at 6 p.m. The event will take place at the Montrose City Council Chambers. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. The public is invited to attend the nonpartisan forum. All 11 city council candidates have been invited. The event will be live streamed and recorded, and complete information on the event is available on the City of Montrose public meeting portal. A ski patroller in Telluride was injured in a slide last month. As KOTO's Julia Caulfield reports for Rocky Mountain Community Radio, the slide happened while the patroller was doing avalanche mitigation.
We had a senior patroller, 30-plus years, extremely experienced and former member of our snow safety team, who was inadvertently caught from above while on a control route. And he was caught, carried, partially buried, and seriously injured.
That's Graham Hoffman, president of the Telluride Ski Patrol Union. The Telluride Ski Resort confirmed to KOTO News that on Saturday, February 21st, quote, a member of Telluride Ski Patrol was doing avalanche control work on Gold Hill, and while skiing to set the shots, the slide was inadvertently triggered. Hoffman says the patroller was working in an avalanche mitigation team to set explosives.
This is a known spot. This is a repeat offender. We are absolutely aware of what can happen there, and yet it still manages to catch us.
Hoffman notes they were intending to trigger a slide in the area.
This patroller was looking to place explosives, and he found the magic trigger spot. And it triggered and it propagated above him and caught him from behind above.
According to Hoffman, the patroller was partially buried with his head remaining above the snow. In a statement, Telski officials said the patroller was not buried in the slide and suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Hoffman says the injuries are serious.
He's looking at multiple surgeries, and this is an injury he's going to live with for the rest of his life.
The event comes after the labor dispute and resulting strike between the Telluride Ski Patrol Union and Telski. Throughout negotiations and the strike, Ski Patrol argued a need for higher wages to promote retention given the dangerous nature of the job.
We feel strongly that incidents like this and serious close calls like this are a matter of the public interest. And this just goes to show how dangerous our snowpack can be to this community and all of the efforts that it takes for us to mitigate this to open terrain and to open terrain as quickly as we can.
Delta County has recently launched a new mobile app for important county information. I spoke last week with Lindsay Mitchell, Delta County Public Information Officer, about the new communication app.
Delta County covers a large geographic area, and not everyone regularly checks the website or social media. We have communities spread out across the county, and we wanted a more direct, reliable way to stay connected. So the Delta County app is powered by ReachWell. It's our new official mobile communication tool. It allows the county to share timely, accurate information directly with our residents, whether that's road closures, public meetings, community updates, or important notices. It provides the technology platform, but this is very much a Delta County communications tool designed to improve access, transparency, connection across our entire county.
How does this differ from Delta County Alerts?
Delta County Alerts is really more of an emergency alert system. So you're getting when something happens, such as flooding or maybe a disaster, an emergency in your specific area. this communication tool that we now have, it is following that same platform on the ReachWell channel, but you're going to want to follow now Delta County in addition to Delta County Alerts, because now when you follow Delta County, you're going to get notifications from all Delta County departments. So that could be from the clerk and recorder's office talking about things for the election. We also just got a fraud notification system, so we would be alerting you on things like that. You could get an alert from our health department, our human services department. We're also going to be sending out community resources. So when there's an event at the library that we think our community members would benefit from, those are things that we're going to be sending out on this app. We're not going to be sending out things that we think are going to be too much, where we think it's you know, going to feel like spam. We don't want it to feel like that. We want it to feel very much community-centered and focused. And that was what we were missing. We were missing this direct line of communication to our residents in real time. Social media was really the only way that we could do that. But not everybody has social media, and not everybody wants social media. And besides, the algorithm on social media doesn't allow everybody to see what we put out there. So now, as long as you're following us and you're following Delta County and Delta County Emergency Alerts, you know that you're getting everything that the county is sending to you.
So let's talk a little bit about how do people actually get the app. Now, this is a mobile app for your phone, for your cell phone. How do people get the app?
Sure, Lisa. So it's actually really quite simple. It's only a few steps. You'll go to your app store. So whether that's the Apple Play Store or your Android store, you'll download the ReachWell. That's a platform that we use, and you'll download the ReachWell app. Then you'll search within the ReachWell app, you'll search Delta County, and it'll come up Delta County and Delta County Government, and then it'll come up Delta County Emergency Alerts. You'll want to follow both of those channels, and then what happens is you'll start to begin to get our notifications, and it'll push notifications directly to your phone. Similar as if you were, you'll want to make sure, you know, you allow those notifications to come through, but similar to as if you were to get an email. And so actually we sent one, I did the first one earlier this week, and it came straight to my phone, just as if an email notification was coming to my phone. So it was very clear. And just easily accessible. The other thing about this app that we love is that it's available in 130 different languages. So when you go in and you set it, you don't have to put your name or any personal information. That's the other part that we really love, because, you know, if you sign up for any social media, you have to put a lot of personal information in those apps. This one you do not. But you can picked from 130 different languages, which is incredible. That allows accessibility to our entire community. So, and then it just comes through right on your phone. And that just allows us to make sure that we're reducing misinformation and that you know that it's coming straight from the source.
Help to set up the new ReachWell app is available by calling Delta County Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mitchell says people can come into the administrative office building for help, and no personal information is collected, and the app is free. The entire conversation with Lindsay Mitchell is available on KVNF Stories at kvnf.org. That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. For more local and regional news, visit kvnf.org. I'm Lisa Young.